Apple launched the Lisa in January 1983, a full year before the Mac was ready, and Jobs paid his $5,000 wager to Couch. Even though he was not part of the Lisa team, Jobs went to New York to do publicity for it in his role as Apple's chairman and poster boy. He had learned from his public relations consultant, Regis McKenna, how to dole out exclusive interviews in a dramatic manner. Reporters from anointed publications were ushered in sequentially for their hour with him in his Carlisle Hotel suite, where a Lisa computer was set on a table and surrounded by cut flowers. The publicity plan called for Jobs to focus on the Lisa and not mention the Macintosh, because speculation about it could undermine the Lisa. But Jobs couldn't help himself. In most of the stories based on his interviews that day, in Time, Business Week, The Wall Street Journal, and Fortune, the Macintosh was mentioned. Later this year, Apple will introduce a less powerful, less expensive version of Lisa, the Macintosh, Fortune reported. Jobs himself has directed that project. Business Week quoted him as saying, "When it comes out, Mac is going to be the most incredible computer in the world." He also admitted that the Mac and the Lisa would not be compatible. It was like launching the Lisa with the kiss of death. The Lisa did indeed die a slow death. Within 2 years, it would be discontinued. It was too expensive, and we were trying to sell it to big companies when our expertise was selling to consumers, Jobs later said. But there was a silver lining for Jobs. Within months of Lisa's launch, it became clear that Apple had to pin its hopes on the Macintosh instead.